Hello, and welcome to this first class of Level 1 in the course called Awakening to 5D with Ease and Confidence. So, if you're like most people I know, you've probably noticed that life is getting pretty wild these days, isn't it? There are so many disruptive events causing turmoil in the world, and there's especially an enormous amount of chaos and conflict and polarization occurring in the political scene in the United States. It can get really distressing and downright scary at times because the future can just feel so uncertain, and people are feeling a lot of fear and anxiety and rage with all that's going on. And along with all of this, there are increased earth changes that are also occurring, a lot of volcanoes going off, hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, droughts, and also there's a lot of change and loss and uncertainty that many people are experiencing in their personal lives. You know, you just can't help but wonder, you know, what the hell's going on here? Is this finally the end times that have been predicted throughout the ages? Or could there be something else going on? Maybe even something positive? Something that most people just can't see yet? Is there maybe another story playing out that we can only see if we step back and view the broader picture of the evolution of the human race? Indeed, there is. And this story is what is currently happening in the world and within each of us not only helps to calm anxiety and confusion, it can actually bring great hope and optimism about our future and a sense of empowerment. And when understood, it can actually make life an exciting adventure, one we would never want to miss. As crazy and uncertain as things seem now, if you take in this story that's playing out behind the story that people generally believe is happening, and you feel into it, you may be able to access a knowing and a trust within you that not only is the world and your life going to eventually calm down, but there's actually going to gradually be a new humanity emerging that's in the process of making a profound quantum leap in consciousness. And our species will finally be able to live in peace and harmony and love, joy, cooperation, you know, in the kind of world many of us have dreamed of for so long. Now, this may sound too idealistic to you, too good to be true. And this is understandable if this idea is new to you and you're simply listening with your rational mind. But what I encourage you to do is listen as much as you can to what I'm going to share with you with your heart and see what happens. Sometimes our heart knows things that our mind can't begin to fathom or to understand. What I'm going to present here is a teaching that originates from many different sources throughout time. It's a teaching that describes really well what's occurring on planet Earth at this time by viewing events from a very broad perspective of humanity's evolutionary history. It offers a paradigm known as the shift, or the shift into the fifth dimension, or sometimes it's just called ascension. And essentially, ascension can be seen as a very rapid and often rocky ride from a level of consciousness we've all been living in, that's been called the third dimension, into a much higher frequency known as the fifth dimension. The ascension teachings describe how a process of awakening is occurring on many levels, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and relational levels, and also on the broader social, religious, and political levels in the world. And this is all happening because humanity is now at the end of a number of cosmic cycles and is now beginning new cycles. And this is a time when huge changes have tended to happen on the earth and all of its inhabitants in the past. According to the Ascension teachings, because the earth is now passing through a certain part of the galaxy, an area that it reaches every 26,000 years or so, there are now new galactic energies, highly energized cosmic rays that exist in this area of space that are streaming onto the earth at this point. And they're creating the possibility for humanity to make this huge shift, a profound leap in evolution to a much higher frequency. This dimensional shift that we're in the process of making is really huge. It entails a radical shift of our perception of reality and who we are, a dramatic shift in our experience of reality and our understanding and knowing of truth. Our evolutionary process in the past has generally been a very gradual and slow one, but what we're experiencing now is a great speeding up of this process. We are shifting from the third dimension to the fifth dimension with only a very short time on the fourth dimension. And that's the reason these times are so extraordinary. And what's really radical and what's evidently never been done before, even in the earlier cycles when ascension was possible, is we will be transitioning into the fifth dimension with our physical bodies. Now, all of this has been told to us through multiple visionaries, prophets, channels, and astrologers throughout time. And there are also many ancient texts that have described the shift that has occurred numerous times in the past, as well as predicting it for the future, these times. There are passages in texts of all the major religions that describe it, including the Christian Bible and the Hindu Vedas. And in addition, there are hundreds of indigenous cultures around the world, it's not just the Mayans talking about it, that have passed on wisdom from their elders for many, many centuries about these times that we're now in and about the shift that's ahead of us. And essentially, what all of these sources have described and predicted is that during these times, the earth would be making a huge transition and humanity would experience a rapid mass awakening into a much higher consciousness. And that after a period of intense conflict and chaos and transformation, humanity would experience a quantum leap in evolution. And the world would eventually be one of peace and harmony and cooperation and oneness. In short, we'd be entering a golden age, an age in which the divine feminine would be playing a large part. Ascension teachings also make sense of what's occurring on the personal level. You may see the same dynamic that's happening in the world is also occurring within you on the personal level. Perhaps you're experiencing a lot of change and challenges in your life, and a lot of loss and uncertainty. I don't know about you, but I've seen that for many people I know, these have been very intense times. Actually, now there are a great number of books that have been written and numerous blogs, you know, all about ascension and the fifth dimension. And along with dozens of YouTubes with many thousands of views and subscribers. And there are even certain scientists that are describing ascension in their own languaging. So this ascension story is no longer just a strange or radical point of view about what's happening today. More and more people are relating to it. For some of us, it actually isn't just a hopeful story. It's a reality we know inside of us. For others, it's something deeply believed in because it not only gives hope, but it makes sense of so much that's going on. So you just have to see how it feels for you as I describe it further here. So when I speak about a shift from the third dimension into the fifth dimension, what exactly do I mean? Or what do I even mean by dimensions. So, first, in this context, it's important to understand that dimensions are not places or locations. We're not going anywhere. They are levels of consciousness that vibrate at a certain rate and create different experiences of reality when you're in them. Each dimension vibrates at a higher rate than the one below it, meaning that there exists a clearer and broader perspective of reality and a greater level of knowing and an understanding of truth. The higher the dimension, the more fully we experience freedom and power, and the more opportunity we have to create our own reality. And there exist numerous dimensions, as well as levels within each dimension. Ascension into even higher dimensions will continue after we've reached the fifth. This is all part of our evolutionary process. So I'm going to give you here some brief descriptions of the dimensions that we're traveling through at this time, from the third to the fourth to the fifth, so that you can recognize what it is I'm talking about here. So I'll start with the third dimension, and this is where the Earth and humanity have existed for thousands and thousands of years, since what's been called the fall of consciousness. Now, first, it's important to understand third dimension, as described in this paradigm, doesn't refer to the things that we see, you know, the table, the tree, the earth. These are known as form, and form is also present in the fourth dimension, and to some degree also in the fifth, although it's less dense and more light-filled in the fifth dimension. What the third dimension is a state of consciousness that creates a reality that is very limited and conditional and restricted. The most important thing to understand about 3D consciousness is that it contains mutations and distortions of consciousness, such as hatred and fear and shame, anger, separation, judgment, greed, survival issues. There's a belief and experience of limited resources in the third dimension, a sense of lack. It's a dimension in which such things as war and corruption and domination and slavery exist, where people experience a sense of separation, a separation from other people, and a separation from the divine. In other words, the third dimension is where all forms of suffering exist. In this dimension, the rational mind or the ego are the GPS. And the rational mind and the ego are mainly programmed to do two things. It's to keep us safe and to help us to fit in. There's a very limited understanding of the truth or of higher realities here. There's also duality and polarization. You know, there's right and wrong, good and bad, should, shouldn't, us against them. And because most of us have been living in this dimensional reality with these mutations and restrictions for so long, often for many, many, many lifetimes, we tend to assume that it's the only experience of reality that exists. We think this is simply how reality is. There's war and crime and poverty and all sorts of emotional suffering. And we don't realize that this dimension is only one very limited experience of reality that exists. In the higher dimensions, starting with the fifth dimension, these things simply don't exist. Now, what's interesting is that according to the Ascension teachings, we are now no longer living in the third dimensional reality structure. Since December of 2012, the Earth actually entered into the fourth dimension. But unfortunately, most people are still operating from a 3D point of view because they're not aware of the shift that's occurred. And they're still being run by 3D habits, which is what causes so much discomfort and confusion and suffering at this point. So that's a description of 3D in a nutshell. So then, What is the fourth dimension? Well, the Ascension teachings tell us that the fourth dimension is the bridge into the fifth dimension that we've all been on now since the shift occurred in 2012. And we'll be on this bridge for a relatively short period of time, speaking in evolutionary terms. The fourth dimensional reality structure looks in many ways just like the third dimension. And this is because it's a thought realm. It's not a physical one. Physically, it's the same. But what's available to us now in consciousness is quite different. What you can discover is that there is much less rigidity and limitation in how things work in the fourth dimension and in what you can create through thought. But what's important to understand first is that now that we're traveling through the fourth dimension, there are essentially two different paths that we humans can take, depending on where we are in our evolutionary development. Although there are many levels within the fourth dimension, there are basically two main levels that are now referred to as the lower fourth dimension and the higher fourth dimension. And people at this point are choosing, either consciously or unconsciously, which direction they're going in. If someone is choosing to stay in the limited negative consciousness of the third dimension, they are likely drifting into the lower fourth dimension. And they're going to find themselves more and more among people like themselves in a world that matches their consciousness. And similarly, for those who have chosen to ascend into the fifth dimension in this lifetime, they are finding themselves in the higher fourth dimension, which will be the pathway eventually into the fifth dimension. And they too will find themselves interacting more and more with people like themselves in a higher and higher frequency of consciousness. So there's a real division between these two groups happening at this point. For those who have chosen the ascension path into the fifth dimension, and I am assuming if you're listening to this, you're one of these people, you'll find that in this 4D reality structure, we now have available to us a lot more ease, more fluidity, more expansion. There are high vibrational frequencies streaming onto the earth now, and they're assisting us to slip out of limitations of our 3D thinking and habit patterns. And they're giving us greater access to the higher dimensional energies of awakening and love and empowerment. There's a sense of greater flow that we can tune into if we follow our inner guidance. And also, manifestation is much faster. Have you noticed this? Something we simply think about can show up very quickly now. Also, synchronicities are much more common, even things that feel like miracles are happening. In higher 4D, we can also notice interesting paradoxes that are appearing, in which opposing situations seem to exist side by side. What's true in one moment can be changed in the next, and for a few moments, both exist simultaneously. You may have also noticed a different kind of paradox, like you find yourself feeling great joy and also a sense of despair at the same time. You know, all hell can be breaking loose around you, and yet you unaccountably feel a deep sense of peace within you. Or your life could be humming along smoothly, everything going really well, and yet you feel depressed for no apparent reason. Actually, you've probably had experiences of this higher fourth dimension for a number of years now without realizing it. Although the fourth dimension consciousness is now very much more available to tap into now, even though you were still living in the third dimension until 2012, the fourth dimension was already available to you. For instance, when you were having powerful experience of spiritual awakening or a real heart-opening kind of experience of unconditional love, you were tapping into this higher fourth dimension at that point and probably dipping into fifth dimensional consciousness at times. But in general, when you're experiencing joy and love and gratitude, you're experiencing higher fourth dimensional consciousness. Or it could be when you're simply feeling very clear and quiet inside. You know, everything within and around you just feels lighter and more fluid, less rigid. Or, you know, when there's a sense of spaciousness or upliftment. Or when you feel positive and optimistic, or just very peaceful. These are all higher 4D experiences and maybe lower 5D experiences. You could also discover, now that we're in 4D, that it's easier than before to release negative emotional patterns. It's easier and faster to heal them now. Another thing about fourth dimension is time is getting kind of weird. Have you noticed this? It's becoming less and less linear. In the third dimension, time is absolutely linear. There's the past, there's the present, and then there's the future. But now you may find yourself living more and more in present time with no interest or even awareness of the past or the future. You're just here now a lot more easily. And you can also discover that time is becoming malleable. It can actually stretch or condense in strange ways when you put the intention out for it to do this. And very importantly, you can discover that you now have time to decide briefly how to consciously respond to something that's upsetting, rather than automatically reacting in a programmed negative way. You have just enough time to observe, consciously choose what to do, and then respond. And it's really wonderful to discover this. It can change so much if you take advantage of this little piece of time to make a conscious choice as to how you're going to respond to something. However, as I've said, even though you're now existing in the fourth dimension and you're traveling through the higher fourth dimension, you can find you're still living in a restricted 3D way at times, just out of habit. You don't realize how things have loosened up, you know, how it's now easier to create what you want and what you need, and how much easier it is to tune into a higher vibration of expansion and peace and joy and love. But it's understandable because this period of 4D that you're currently in is one of very rapid awakening. Your 3D self is very quickly disappearing, and your 5D self is just beginning to emerge. The energies of the powerful waves of light that are now streaming onto the earth are altering how you see yourself, how you see your purpose, what your work is, what your relationships are. Even your sense of time is shifting. Your memory is shifting. Your DNA is really shifting. Your beliefs, your thoughts, your emotions are all shifting. Even your perception of what is good and bad and what's right and what's wrong. Everything is generally in flux. These energies are also affecting your awareness of what is possible, which is really great, but it can also be confusing and disorienting. You know, at times you might even feel a sensation of being pushed to move up into a higher vibration by having to walk forward into unknown territory toward an unknown destination. These waves of life, light, can cause a lot of challenges, both physical and psychological, especially if you resist letting go of what's no longer working, or you try to hold on to what's being taken away. It's important to remember that when times get rough, these fourth dimensional energies are causing awakening to higher expanded levels of who you are, and that this is what you're here for. No matter how difficult this process is for you, it's important to trust the process, to know that you're being guided to a higher consciousness in the most rapid way possible. So, for now, that's the fourth dimension, the one that we're currently traveling through. So, now let's look at the fifth dimension. What is this dimension like? Well, the fifth dimension has been described just briefly as a dimension of love, of living from the heart. In this dimension, your heart is your GPS. It's no longer the rational mind or the ego. It's a consciousness of joy, of balance, harmony, cooperation, and co-creativity. There's kindness, respect, freedom, justice, a total sense of well-being. And it's a dimension of pure creativity. There are no limitations to creativity here. There's also no aging in 5D. And death is optional. It's a consciousness in which you are merged with the soul. You're fully awake to being a multidimensional being, being a powerful creator. You have an ongoing experience of unconditional love and peace and freedom and joy and quiet bliss. There's a knowing of oneness, harmony, balance, and all of this is just natural to you. There is no working at it anymore. It's just naturally happening. What we call negative emotions in 3D and 4D simply don't exist here in 5D. Just imagine this, a life with no fear, with no anger or jealousy or hatred, no lack, no survival issues, and no self-doubt or judgment or loneliness. Every kind of emotional suffering is absent. The vibration in 5D is just too high for any of these kinds of emotions to exist. Now, in order to enter into the fifth dimension and to stay there, all this kind of mental and emotional baggage, all suffering, must be left behind. And that's why so many people now are being challenged at this time. All emotions and beliefs and patterns of a low vibration are coming up. All traumas, unresolved woundings from this lifetime and past lifetimes, in order for them to be seen clearly, to be accepted and to be understood, and then released so that ascension can take place. It's said that on the higher levels of the fifth dimension, that manifestation is instantaneous. You think about something, it comes present. You think of a place, and you're there. The experience of time in 5D is radically different. Also, some describe it as everything happening at once. There's no distinction between the past, the present, or the future. There's just the eternal moment, and you can access the past or the future just as easily as the present. In 5D, communication generally takes place through telepathy. People have the ability to just easily read each other's thoughts and feelings, but they're respectful of each other. If you don't want your thoughts read, people won't read them. But there's little reason to hide anything in 5D. Now, you may have been having experiences at this point that feel like visits to the fifth dimension, as I've described them here, as if you're dipping in and out of this consciousness in your daily life. It's kind of like experiencing previews of what's to come. You still drift back into 4D and 3D consciousness because you're not established in 5D yet. But you don't forget the sensation of joy and exhilaration that come with these 5D experiences, the incredible freedom and sense of profound well-being, and the all-encompassing love that is just so present. And if you tune in, you might see that all these aspects of 5D are all really very familiar in a way. And this is because you have probably visited 5D in your sleep state for a while now. And you've also likely lived there before. Your heart remembers this. In fact, you've probably lived in even higher dimensions than the fifth. So what's happening now is a reawakening. You are beginning to remember who you are. So this all sounds great, right? But when you look at the world and what's happening in your life at this time, it certainly doesn't look like you're going toward this higher frequency of consciousness, does it? Well, according to the Ascension teachings, this is because we're currently in the transitional stage of this shift. And as has been predicted for this transitional stage, there are many signs across the world of conflict and division and collapse and destruction of old familiar structures and institutions in society. What we're seeing is the collapse of the old corrupt patriarchal system and the infusion of the divine feminine. And as has also been predicted, there's a lot of fear and uncertainty in the world as the separation and the deep divisions that humanity has lived with for thousands of years under the old system that are becoming all the more visible and activated. It's important to understand that all these negative things are occurring so that they can be clearly seen and finally resolved. It's like, you know, what when you're doing a cleanse and all the toxins are coming to the surface, and things seem to be getting worse. Well, these things are all becoming very obvious now. We can't ignore them anymore. No institution or organization, no social, religious, economic, or political structure that's based in corruption, lies, greed, hatred, oppression, division, lack of integrity can survive the shift that's occurring. This is a shift towards love and oneness. So there's probably going to be a whole lot more disruption and dismantling of old systems that we're going to be seeing in the next few years. And it's therefore really helpful to remember that all this is occurring because a profound leap of consciousness is in the process of happening, a huge shift in our evolution as a species. And as evolutionary biologists tell us, all evolutionary leaps in a species are always accompanied by great amounts of stress to the organisms that are making the leap. There's always initially a great deal of chaos. It's part of how evolution in form occurs. It's also been acknowledged by sociologists and psychologists that for big changes to occur in a system, the environment of chaos is always better than the status quo, when people tend to want to just hold on to what's familiar, even when it's not working. When there's chaos and uncertainty reigning, and all the pieces are kind of flying through the air, people tend to wake up and see what needs to change. And they get creative and they find better ways to put things together again. And it also helps them to see both the power that they have and they're responsible for creating their own reality. But it's a messy process because both a death process and a birth process are happening simultaneously. So it's important to understand this and not let frightening events occurring in the world or in your life cause you fear or despair. Everything is a work in progress at this point. See if you can remember that at some point, all chaos and disruption will gradually diminish and end, and a whole new and transformative experience on Earth will be presenting itself. And actually, there are already lots of signs of the shift occurring in the world that are quite positive. In particular, there are signs of greater empowerment that people are feeling, waking up to inequalities present in their cultures, in some cases for thousands of years, in terms of wealth and power and greed and control and oppression. And there's a lot of protesting occurring in a number of countries now. And there's also an amazing number of whistleblowers who are disclosing the corruption and the lies existing in the political, financial, religious, military, and economic arenas that isn't being reported in the mainstream news. And I'll be going into this in a later class, in level 2. But for now, just know that there's a lot being disclosed about the corruption and lies that have been happening for actually thousands of years, but especially more recently. So it's also been documented that there's a marked loss in the belief that governments are doing what's best for people. And many people are not wasting their time trying to fight the government or the corporations or protesting against them. They are finding ways to go around these structures. And they're creating local grassroots industries with sustainable goals, producing things that are good for people, good for the earth. They're creating companies based on principles of unity and oneness and kindness and justice, you know, where the workers are also the owners. Another positive sign of the shift that we can see is, you know, what the internet has done in unifying people across the world, offering us a sense of global community and greater empowerment in solving issues. It also offers, you know, an alternative and also international sources for news, so we're not limited to the version that the corporate media offers us. And yet another positive sign, a really great one, are today's kids. The millennials, the teens, the children, especially those who are now being called the crystal kids or the rainbow kids. There's lots of names for them, but they are different. And they are not letting themselves be held back by the restrictions and the belief structures and the fears that the older generations have felt and operated with. They just move ahead with what they know needs to be done. They're coming up with inventions for helping humanity in a lot of different ways. To me, these kids are wired differently. They know that they can create the new earth, a better earth, and they're just out there doing it. But, you know, now all I've described here really can sound like a fairy tale or like utopia, like I've said. Your mind may be saying, you know, people have envisioned utopias for centuries. It's obvious. This could never manifest in reality. Well, this would be true if we were still living in 3D reality. The description of 5D from a 3D point of view does sound impossible, unrealistic. And this is because the rational mind is basically designed to function only in 3D and 4D. It actually can't grasp the reality of 5D. It's not equipped for this. It's too limited. So if you can just take in this description of the fifth dimension, like I've said, with your heart, you'll probably feel a deep yearning for this 5D reality. And this is because, as I've said, you're remembering it. You've lived here before. In your heart, you know it's real. There's a knowing that it's your home. And you can have the realization that it's now time to return home. The game is up. The experiment in 3D Earth is finished. It's complete. We've done it all. We've experienced all the distortions and mutations that this dimension has had to offer. We've gained enormous wisdom. But it's now time to leave it behind. You can see that there's a divine plan that's unfolding, and there are many players involved, all of humanity, but also ascended masters and archangels and benevolent, highly evolved galactics who are all here to help us make this shift. It really is such an exciting adventure we're involved in, living in these times. If you tune in, you may even realize that you've come in specifically during these times to be what can be called an ascension light worker. You may have written it into your soul contract that once you've moved through most of your karma, and once you've awakened to a certain extent, you will be here to reach out and assist others and the earth through the ascension process. Either way, you're here now as this all is occurring. So it's important to understand that it's happening whether you're ready for it or not. And like I say, all souls on earth now are now being given the choice to ascend at this time. Many will not choose for a variety of reasons. But everyone who is choosing will eventually ascend. And it's been predicted that the full ascension of the planet or the collective could take a while longer. But as individuals, we can ascend sooner. It's important to realize that you have the choice. You can just move through ascension unconsciously, you know, allow the energies to throw you around and kind of fumble through the loss and the change and the confusion that arise for you. Or you can do it consciously. You can cooperate with the frequencies and realize that whatever is happening, no matter how difficult, it's all part of your process of awakening. And you can make the choice to let go of what's not working, but still operating in the 3D vibration, and just step into the unknown with trust. Staying conscious and flowing with the changes in your life will help create greater ease, greater grace, and more awareness, and may help you ascend even more rapidly. So when things get tough, always remember the bigger picture that's happening. You're ascending into a vastly higher state of consciousness and reality. And on the soul level, you've chosen to do this. If you can take in the profound ramifications of this choice, you can feel a great sense of joy and enormous gratitude to be alive today to experience this glorious event that's happening across the planet. It's indeed a great cause for celebration. So, this is the introduction to the ascension paradigm, to your journey into the fifth dimension. And there's a lot of information here to digest, especially if this is all new to you. So just take it in and contemplate it all. And then when you're ready, you can move on to the next class, which will be on ascension symptoms. So for now, I give you my love and many blessings.